The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks traveled on this current road trip to Western Pennsylvania and PPG Paints Arena for their second and final meeting of the season series against the Pittsburgh Penguins. You may remember the last game, November the 4th at SAP Center, a 10-2 domineering performance by the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Sharks definitely had all wheels falling off the cart at that point of the season. But both teams have come a long way since then, and yes, the Sharks are at the bottom of the NHL standings following a 3-2 loss at the hands of the Philadelphia Flyers two nights ago. However, they've been playing a very solid brand of hockey with a lot of intensity and solid intentions that definitely makes the coaching staff appreciative. According to David Quinn, that's what he's most proud of, the fact that the players on this team have continued to play hard and give themselves a chance to win every single night. And he gave us an idea this morning as to how they keep that going.
You know, every team has a bad night, and you have these, obviously we've gone through some really tough stretches, and losing, as we've talked about, is not easy, and it grinds you and it wears on you and you wear it, and it is difficult to endure what we've endured. And to your point, you know, here we are in Philly, we traveled the day before, I was exhausted, and we battled our asses off. You know, I mean, after two periods, it's an even game, not only on the scoreboard, but even game. They take it to us for the first 10 minutes of the third period. They go up 3-2. We kind of hold it together, have a breakaway, have some chances. They're fighting for a playoff spot. You know, and I got so much respect for our team and our players, and I really think that we've done a good job of just keeping everything together. And I think in sports, there's always a divide between coaches and players, right? In every sport, you know, but I've always felt like you got to have this. There's got to be connection with the coaching staff and the players, and that's the only way to have success. And I think we've got that right now. And, you know, there's been some hard conversations. We've benched people. We've healthy scrap. It's not, you know, picnic and brownies all the time, but it's, you know, as a team, they have found the balance of, you know, not being content with losing, but also saying, all right, we're going to come to the rink, and today's the day that we're going to play better. You know, and that's what you have to do. There's no shortcuts to it. You know, and you know that's the onus is on us to continue to have that mentality, and you know, make them want to come here every day, want to learn, hold them accountable, but also create an environment where they want to show up every day. At the end of the day, if you don't want to show up to the rink, you're screwed. And you know, that's on us. That's on us as a staff to continue to, you know, to have that approach. And you know, but I give an awful lot of credit to our older players and leading a good example, and that's what Granny and Jan Rutta do for us. They give a good example, and you know, Tommy Hertl was a great example, and Mario's been a great example, and Sturmey's been a great example, and Cunny. You know, these guys just come here every day, and you know, today's a new day. Let's get after it.
The Sharks stayed close to the Flyers for the majority of the game, and even with cross-country travel and a third period that saw the Flyers take advantage, things were awfully close until the game-winning goal was scored by Owen Tippett. Late penalty against San Jose here. Down the right-wing side, Sanheim moves in with the extra attacker. Tippett on the point, York. Watton near boards, drops for Konechny. Back for York, back for Konechny. Top of the left-wing circle. Holds the puck, delayed penalty, throws it across the ice, they score! Well, that's Owen Tippett. Extra guy coming on of the delayed penalty, and Tippett putting his stick down. And that's a really nice pass from the left circle by Konechny through two Sharks defenders. Eklund tried to dive to block that, but it got through, and not much of a chance. Short side there on Crona. Flyers lead 3-2. On that game-winning goal, William Eklund attempted to dive to block the pass, but he didn't quite get there in time. David Quinn talked about that play and discussed Eklund's responsibilities as a center iceman.
He actually was the winger, weak side winger in that scenario. But That's the NHL. Right there. Difference between the American Hockey League and this league, everything happens that much faster than the National Hockey League. So you almost can't quantify. Playing fast in this league, you almost can't quantify exactly what that means. And, you know, he literally stared for one extra second and then looked. And if you watch the replay, he was just a half a second late. And that's the difference in this league. You know, there's a lot of almost in this league. And he just a little bit sleepy and, you know, it ends up in the back of the net.
But Eklund is making a lot of progress in his NHL career, according to the Sharks head coach.
Sure. And again, a big ask if a guy is 22 years old, playing second-line center in the National Hockey League. I mean, that's, you know, as we touched on, he was a third-line left winger because we put him there because during a long period of time, he was on our top two lines. And I just thought he's seen everybody's top two lines. He's seen everybody's top D-pairing. And the three games he played on the third-line left wing were his best games. So, you know, and then Hurdle gets hurt, and we have to put him there out of necessity. And, you know, so, you know, it's hard for him, you know, and he's done a great job managing it. And, you know, you look at his numbers and you get queasy. And but, you know, you got to keep moving forward.
Jan Rutta has been out with an injury, and there are a couple of game-time decisions for the Sharks lineup, but one thing's for certain. Mikael Granlund has stepped it up, and the Sharks' leading scorer with 40 points this season has had his efforts appreciated by everyone in teal. Of both Granlund and Rutta, David Quinn had this to say about their contributions.
Just an incredible level of professionalism. You know, Granny's had a really good year. You know, Jan's played really well for us. They've been important pieces to our team in difficult circumstances. They've kept it together. We've relied on them in a lot of situations. And, you know, they've meant a lot to us.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Do you charge an electric vehicle at home? You can charge your EV for less and maximize home energy savings on a PG&E EV rate plan. PG&E EV rate plans offer more affordable electricity prices when energy demand and costs are lowest. This means you could charge your EV for the equivalent of $3.23 per gallon of fuel during off-peak times. Find the EV rate plan that fits your energy needs at pge.com/EV rate plan.
The Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2024 enshrinement ceremony, presented in part by KMBR 680, will be held Monday, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero. The star-studded Class of 2024 inductees include Patrick Marlowe, Brian Sabian, John Taylor, Jenny Thompson, and Chris Wondolowski. Tickets for this year's festivities are now on sale at bayshop.org. That's bayshof.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Magnus Krona gets the start in nets for the Sharks against Pittsburgh today at PPG Paints Arena, and the young Swede is certainly going to have his hands full facing the likes of Erik Karlsson, Sidney Crosby, Yevgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang barreling down at him. It's always tough to play against Crosby, truly one of the great players in the game, and defenseman Mark-Edouard Vlasic, who's done it many times, talked about how Crosby is still doing it at an elite level.
Well, he's still very skilled, sees the ice well, protects the puck extremely well, makes plays, scores goals. He does everything for them, and he's still one of the best players in the world.
Last season, Mikael Granlund was a teammate of Sidney Crosby in Pittsburgh, and the former Penguin talked about practicing with Sidney and how that might help him defend against him.
He's one of the all-time players. No, it's never easy to defend him, I have nothing but utmost respect for that guy. I got to see him the way he works, practices, and plays for a few months, and I'm going to remember that. He's such a great guy.
Pittsburgh's playoff hopes are in dire straits. They're 7 points out of the last wildcard spot currently held by the New York Islanders, and the Penguins and Islanders have played the same number of games, and so everything is on the line. Meanwhile, for the Sharks, they want to repeat their effort that they had against Philadelphia, but just take it to the finish line. And we hope you join us for all of the exciting coverage, starting at 3:30 Pacific time, right here on the Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.